And the news today is that Playboy magazine is going non-nude, according to its website. Starting in March, the magazine's so-called Playmates will not be naked for the first time since Hugh Hefner's first issue back in 1953. Joining us to discuss the business realities behind this decision, and there are some, is Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Jason.
Hi there, Jeremy.
So what is the reason for this? Why no nudes in Playboy starting in March?
No nudes in Playboy. Well, it's really a case of the internet killing the magazine centerfold. Now, with so much explicit material available at your fingertips, on your smartphone, they've just not been able to compete and keep people buying this magazine. The circulation is now down to about 800,000. At its height, it was 5.6 million, and that high watermark was back in 1975. And I want to read you real quickly what Scott Flanders, the CEO of Playboy, said. He says, "The political and sexual climate of 1953, the year Hugh Hefner introduced Playboy to the world, bears almost no resemblance to today." Hmm. In so many ways, that's true.
So what is Playboy going to do instead? I think this is the interesting thing about this is instead of just ending the magazine, they're just going to get rid of what's been, you could say, their bread and butter over the years. But what,
you could say so.
What are they going to do now?
Well, readers are going to be able to say that they've got Playboy for the articles. Yes, you beat me to it. You beat me to the joke. Well, so what they're planning to do, a few things, they're going to redesign it. It's going to be larger in size, print on heavier, higher quality paper, and there's going to be more details coming out soon when this, in advance of their March 2016 issue when this will come out. But, the bottom line is it's going to be PG-13. There'll still be centerfolds, but they're not going to be fully nude centerfolds. And, they've already sort of taken a lot of steps in this direction. There is an app that you can get on your phone, a Playboy app, and that's PG-13 too. The Apple Store wouldn't have accepted it if it was, full on nudity.
Well, what have the competitors been doing, like Penthouse?
They've been withering away. You don't see Penthouse too often unless you're going to some small adult bookstores. That's where you're most likely to find it. And, their circulation is completely dropped off. They've gone through reorganizations and bankruptcies. And, it's just not been a strong business for anyone who was doing online smut. But they actually went in the opposite direction of Playboy. And that is they decide, they decided to do more nudity, not less. I'll put it that way.
Well, is Playboy going to be pushing the boundaries in any other ways, in its articles, for example, in a bigger way now to make up for this? Or is it going to be playing it safe?
Well, they wanted to be, as they describe it, an aspirational magazine. And they want to attract some of the same types of readers as Vice does, getting younger men in particular, probably almost all men, reading the magazine. But they have a long tradition of great journalism. They've interviewed Jimmy Carter. They've interviewed Martin Luther King. They've interviewed Malcolm X. And they continue to do great journalism. So I think they're going to emphasize that and to make it a kind of thing that where they're promoting sort of a lifestyle, that Hugh Hefner is still involved. He still has the Playboy Mansion. It's still emblematic in the culture, but they want to sort of modernize the image of what Playboy is.
You can read it for the articles. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thank you.
Thank you.